Hey, this is Darren Laws, and this is another episode of the Darren Laws podcast. This episode is a bit of a trial one. I'm using the Anchor app, which is an app that you can add to your smartphone, iPhone, whatever it is, and record podcasts. And it enables you to just get the tech side out of the way. You don't need an expensive microphone or editing equipment and computer and all of that kind of stuff. You don't need to get lost in all of the technology and how you put all of this stuff together. You just need the app and a smartphone, and then you can just record. You put the phone up to your ear. So another interesting sort of fact with it, or part of it, is that you just look like you're having a conversation with somebody on the phone. So you can walk around anywhere looking like you're talking on the phone, which is a lot less strange than walking around talking to a microphone, or doing it in an office talking to yourself, or, as I'm doing quite a lot of at the moment, talking to a video camera that I'm carrying around myself on a tripod, which is very strange to get used to, but you soon get over it. So one of the things that is, if you're trying to market your business, get yourself off the ground, whatever you're trying to do, you're trying to market digitally, then one of the big things that you can do at the moment to get traction, to get people paying attention to you, is to have a podcast. Podcasts are hot. The trends for voice are sort of growing off the charts. Gartner Research and Comscore believe that voice is going to account for 30 to 50% of searches by 2020. So that's only 2 years away. This is I'm recording this in April 2018, and in 2 years' time, these well-regarded and well-researched people, agencies, believe that 30 to 50% of all searches online are going to be voice initiated or voice carried out. So that means that if you're selling any products, you need to look at things like Google Home, Alexa Skills, and Apple, their home, Apple Home thing, and think about how you can get your products on there. So if you're selling a service, then a lot of services are going to be initiated by voice. So if I'm standing in my garden, so I'm looking at my hedge, and if I want a gardener, I say, Alexa, get me a gardener, or Alexa, is there a local gardener? Now, if you're the first person to do that in your local area, or even if you're a national company and you're the first one to do that, you're going to get an unbelievable amount of traction, because until everybody catches up, you're going to have a head start. So this is very much like the early days of search in the early to mid 2000s. I was able to rank a video or rank a website by just putting a video on there, and that was going to get me within a few hours, sometimes within half an hour, I could rank a video and be on the front page of Google. This was around 2009. Earlier than that, it was the same with content, blog posts and things like that. I was able to get I had a disproportionate advantage because I was able to rank websites that other people couldn't, because I was paying attention to these kind of things and learning about these sort of hacks. So one of the hacks, you know, if you can get a website ranked, or you know, if you could go back to 2004 and 5 and build a website, how much time would you now know the value of that, how much time would you put into creating content for it, and all this kind of stuff? Well, it's the same with voice. Voice is going to be the next big thing. If you look at all of the data, look into the ComScore and Gartner research and their data and other people's opinions of this. It's not just mine. There's a lot of interesting data on this. People want, they're moving away slightly from video because it's more, you've got to sit and watch a video. Voice, you can consume on the go. Why podcasts are massive. And no, the search is the next thing for voice. You can initiate these searches anywhere you're going. You can do your shopping while you're on the road or walking the dog or whatever you're doing. And so if you're a small business, then you need to be looking into this. It's not massively expensive to get into. You can find somebody that can create you a skill around your business. Then you can try to put a stake in the ground. It's a bit of a land grab when these things are early, and it still is very early. So you can get yourself a lot of traffic that can help you stay relevant for the next maybe 10, 15 years, get a head start on other people. So that's one of the reasons that I'm interested in podcasting. I also find it a lot easier to just talk than I do to record video. Whatever the use of that is, I'm not sure. You'll be the judge of that, I'm sure. But if you're interested in getting started with podcasting, look up the Anchor app. It is dead easy to get going. It's just talking on the phone. And I really think that this is something that you need to get a handle of. And now is probably the optimal time to do that. You're just ahead of the curve of the mass adoption of this kind of stuff. And as I said before, you can put your stake in the ground, and your competition or whatever it is will be struggling to keep up with you potentially over the next few years. Anyway, I hope you found this useful. It's just a quick, short and sharp episode while I'm testing this app. But nevertheless, hopefully it's useful to you. Hopefully this app also enables me to get more content out. Content is also king, and it's very easy to do. So anyway, I've dribbled on long enough, and that is the end of this episode. Thank you.